Morocco are through to the World Cup quarterfinals after a stunning penalty shootout win over Spain in Qatar. Spain dominated possession but struggled to create chances, and that continued into the shootout, missing three of their spot kicks. Morocco's keeper Yassine Bono saving two of them.
I'm so happy for the team. They did a great job all the game. We understood the game from the start. So I'm so happy for this win.
Morocco now head to the quarterfinals to play either Portugal or Switzerland. That game has just kicked off with Ronaldo on the bench. On the bench for Portugal, no score. Having already wrapped up the ODI series, the White Ferns will use today's third game against Bangladesh and Queenstown to continue their World Cup preparations. Opener Susie Bates says everything the team is doing in training and during games is geared towards the Cup in South Africa in February.
It's how we can get to 160 plus in these innings and how we go about that and setting our blueprint for the World Cup and just making sure that our standards in the field and with the ball are where we want them to be, regardless of where the game's at.
Transgender athletes will be able to participate in community sport in New Zealand in the gender they identify with and not need to prove or justify their identity, according to guideline principles released by Sport NZ. It will be up to individual sports to define where and how transgender athletes participate. Sport New Zealand boss Raylene Castle admits there are some situations where sports won't be able to accommodate transgender participation and ensure safety of all participants.
And that's why they aren't going to be able to be wrapped up into the general guidelines of everyone else, because there is safety elements that any sport is going to have to consider.
Boxing New Zealand has said it won't implement gender self-identification in the interests of safety and fairness for female boxers. Eddie Jones has been sacked as England rugby coach following a review into their November series that ended with the team being beaten by South Africa at Twickenham. Forwards coach Richard Cockerell will take over on an interim basis. Koinana, Pūrongo, Hakinikina.